Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and yes, Valeria has brought in another outside expert to work with us. But before we get to Joella Shepherd, Valeria, we have the health fair coming up, and so why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, it's the 13th spring forward or into spring health fair. It's the first one for me. So I'm actually excited to see how everything turns out. But we have over 20 vendors, and it's happening Saturday, March 31st from 9 to 12 at the ballroom, the main ballroom at Montecito Clubhouse. And so we're getting all ready for every resident to stop by and say hello and visit the booth. So we'll have various different vendors and professionals, you know, some with nutrition, some with holistic medicine, some with oils. I mean, just anything and everything
what
is health and wellness.
Eisenhower,
absolutely, so, yes. So there's the medical aspect. So we have JFK, Eisenhower, the rest are regional. Yeah. We have them all. And then we have what I love.
Eastern
the
and
holistic
Western.
Approach. Yes. So I'm giving you everything you need.
The best
and like you said
all
earlier, if you're not participating, it's because you need to get to the gym. You need to get into. So please, this reminds me to sign up for the email blast and for our podcast, because it doesn't cost anything and it's very easy. Just go to the HOA office. It's like literally two lines to fill out, and then you are part of our Monday email blast, because that's the best way for me to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday, Gus sends out the email blast, and then that is our window so that we could connect. And that's where I share our latest changes, additions. And we have so much going on that I don't want you guys to miss out on any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so excited to be here today with you guys and Joella. And of course, I'll let her tell us more about her background, her life. And but I consider myself, lucky and fortunate to be able to bring such a great professionals on board. We have over 45 classes, and I will continue to squeeze them in there.
Yeah,
until
I
have no
more
room.
Now we've got things on weekends.
Yes.
That people wanted.
So a lot of our yoga population, our yoginis, they really were looking to get more weekend classes, and so that's exactly what I've done. And so Joella will be doing a Sunday 10 a.m. breathe, stretch, meditate, and she'll tell us a little bit more about that. But it's pretty much the idea to just, you know, bring your body and mind to that space where you could just be,
mm-hmm.
rather than doing. We're too busy doing, and we never really stop and just take time to really be. So Joella is the perfect person to do that with her background in meditation. I'm just very happy to bring her on board. So we're doing a introductory workshop that I want everybody to participate on. It's going to be April 8th from 10 to 12, and the cost is $10. And then we have the sign-in sheets in place at both fitness desks. So my staff is ready to sign you up, and the event will take place at Montecito Fitness Exercise Room. And then our first class will be April 15th at 10 a.m. It'll be as a regular class, 45 to 50 minutes. And it's we precisely that, the breathe, stretch, meditate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing in Joella. And Joella Shepherd, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So we'll do a little quick, this is your life, but you're an Indiana girl. And I'd like to know how you went from being a professor of communications at Purdue University to working at the Deepak Chopra Center in San Diego.
Well, I was working a corporate job, and I was traveling a good deal, and the economy wasn't doing great, And I had, at the same time, sort of signed up for a meditation course at the Chopra Center. And I met all the right people. And so when I did get laid off from my corporate job, I was in the queue to start working at the Chopra Center. And I did marketing for them, which is what my background is. And I also taught yoga, meditation, and some other courses there that we offered at the center.
But what year did you start there, approximately?
Oh, I would have to
In the
look.
90s?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long time ago.
It was a bit, no, probably in the 2000s, probably 2003, 2004, something like that. I'd have to look.
And so you, I've learned some new words since by studying your biography. You must have gotten into yoga to the extent that you went to India several times and around the world.
I did. And actually, as a result of the Chopra Center, I had met some people, and there was actually a trip through the Chopra Center that I had signed up for. So I did my first trip with a tour, and it was a Chopra Center sort of sponsored tour. And we went all around the south part of India to different temples. And then I kind of got hooked. I had a teacher there who was living then. He's passed. Named Satya Sai Baba, and I went to study with him a lot. And then my work started sending me to India. So I would go and do focus groups and do my consulting work and then tag on another, you know, however many days I could get away with and stay and practice yoga and meditation in India.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I didn't know existed that you specialize in is primordial sound meditation. So tell us a bit about that.
Primordial sound meditation is something that Deepak sort of created. And it's a system that's based on the sound the universe was making when you were born. So it's a personalized mantra that you get. And you need to know the time and location of your birth in order for that to work. there's just over 100 mantras that we work with. So it's not like you have a completely unique mantra. But there are thousands of people around the world really using the technique. And so the idea is that if you're meditating with the sound the universe was making when you were born, it's a little easier for you to slip into what Deepak calls the gap. And the gap is kind of that place where everything is possible. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of what I do on a personal basis. But what we'll be doing in our course is using a more generalized mantra. And there are thousands of mantras that we can use. Mm-hmm. But that's the system that I've worked with the most. And over the past 15 or so years, I've used. I sort of switch. I also teach something called Kundalini Yoga. Which is more recent for me. It's about the last 10 years. And that also system has a lot of really amazing meditation techniques and different things. The thing I like about both of the systems is that they're made for householders. So in India, there are people who are specifically dedicated to their spiritual life. They're called sadhus, and they're yogis, and they live on the street, and they have a begging bowl, right? But in the West, we don't have that luxury, right? So we have to...
We call them homeless people.
Right, exactly. We call them homeless people. Really, the practices are designed for people who are busy, people who have families, they have obligations, you know. And so the idea is to do things that are palatable for an everyday practice that you don't require 4 hours of practice. You take 20 minutes or 15 minutes, you know, whatever you can squeeze in. So they're really designed for the regular person.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So how long have you been in the Coachella Valley, and how did you meet Valeria?
I met Valeria through another colleague, someone else in the Valley, who I had talked to about teaching. I'm super excited because she's so on fire and passionate about bringing East to West. So that's super exciting because there's, you know, one of my really core philosophies is to be like a honeybee, right? Like you go and you take the best from everything. So I'm not really dogmatic and neither is she, which I love because you can choose all the best from all the different gardens and bring everything together. So that's what I see her doing. Yeah. And I came from Kauai, and I've been here since January. So started in L.A., and then I'm with my boyfriend, and we came out here to enjoy the gorgeous weather and the beautiful valley. It's beautiful here.
You came to a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Okay, so the people will have a chance to meet you in person at the health fair.
Sure. That, that I don't know about, but for sure.
For sure, though.
On the workshop, okay. On the 8th from 10 to 12. And really what we're going to do is probably, you know, come dressed for yoga. So come in comfortable clothing and bring a little bit of water. If you're the kind who gets really hungry, bring a little snack. You don't want to eat a lot of food before you do yoga or meditation. But if you need something for your blood sugar, that's fine. So yeah, come for yoga, and it's for all levels. And so what I like to focus on in my yoga practice for myself and when I'm working with people in Hatha yoga is the parasympathetic nervous system. So mostly we live our lives in the fight or flight, and also it's freeze, right? So like deer in the headlights, you're not sure what to do. And so the yoga that sort of happened over the past 8 years for me living on Kauai is more about the parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. And so resting, we all kind of know. But digesting, it's not only digesting your food, but it's digesting the experiences that your body's been through. And there's a lot of wisdom in the body that if we... Like, imagine if our thinking mind had to tell our heart to beat, our lungs to breathe, the food to digest, right? Or if you're pregnant, to make a baby. We would be in big trouble, right? If our conscious mind had to do all that. So a lot of the process about what we're doing is learning to trust the body more than the mind. Mm-hmm. And also giving the mind a rest.
So it's
important to give the mind a rest. And also, you know, like we know, like if a tsunami is coming, we watch the animals know, but the humans somehow we don't, we're not paying attention. So I believe that we have that primordial, we have that gift within us if we can learn to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And mostly I think our bodies do tell us, but we push forward anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get into trouble or we get sick or things happen that are, you know, not necessarily the healthiest for us. So part of what we'll be doing is really gentle, not necessarily, it's not like baby yoga or, you know, there will be challenges, but not necessarily always physical challenges. And I think that people have paired that up in their minds that, you know, you have to be doing back bends or headstands or whatever to be a yogi, and you don't. You can really come and we'll do a lot of hip openers, we'll do a lot of gentle things that the body will respond to, and I'll also give modifications. So if you can't actually do something because you have a disability or something doesn't feel quite right, you know, you can alter it so it does feel good. So it's really for everyone, and even for advanced yogis, people who've been doing yoga for a while, they would receive benefit from it as well, because we focus a lot on the breath. And so when you're moving and stretching and breathing, there's this whole other world that comes alive inside the body. And so it's really learning to listen to the wisdom of the body. That's really what the process will be.
Yeah. Well, I have interviewed all of the trainers and all the instructors here, and there is no one who comes from where you're coming from. And so people really should go to the class you're having. I think you're gonna see something and feel something different than what you're getting in the other classes.
Good.
Well, Joella, thank you for coming in. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the Valley. We're very happy to have you.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you on the 8th of April. To the audience, thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this as much as I have, please tell a friend. That's the way we are growing our audience. And until next time, bye-bye. Thank you.